It's good to be alive. At the time that I'm recording this, I've just finished going through 3 funerals, memorial services for brothers, friends, and acquaintance. And if 60 days ago you had told me that 3 people I knew were going to die, but I wasn't told who they would be, I wouldn't have guessed these people at all. All of them younger than I, some very successful, some the very picture of health, but accident and sudden disease can take us away in virtually a moment. It's good to be alive, but it's even better to be alive in Christ. Listen to what it says. Paul writing to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1. And you he hath brought alive, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we were associated in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has brought us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, it is God's grace that has brought us alive in our spirit. And the things that brought death into our life were our sins. But God has raised us up by the blood of Christ, by what Christ has done for us. We, by faith in Jesus Christ, by repentance and confession of sins, have received something from God that we could not find within ourselves. Eternal life, brought alive, almost like being raised from the dead. I can remember that day when God took my sins away. I felt as if I had been born anew, born again. Jesus said, you won't see the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again. You're made alive anew in the Spirit by the grace of God through faith. Let's pray. Father, I pray right now for anyone that's hearing my voice that has not been made alive in Christ. They have not known that wonderful flood of love that comes into our souls when we will, through faith, receive Jesus and ask that our sins be forgiven, repent of our ways, and God's grace floods our souls and our hearts, and we are His alive with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.